From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Governor Bill Walker's Climate Action Leadership Team is meeting in Fairbanks today and tomorrow. The 20-member team was appointed in December, and it's charged with climate change mitigation, adaptation, research, and response. Member and former North Star Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins says the group is making use of work done by a similar Palin administration panel. Hopkins, who also served on that task force, emphasizes that there are pressing issues, like communities threatened by erosion.
New talk. We have probably about 3 more years or 4 more years before homes and part of the school could be in the river.
Hopkins says the climate team is also working on ways to reduce Alaska's contribution of greenhouse gases. He says that means replacing fossil fuels with renewable energy sources and warns the transition isn't happening fast enough to reach a state set goal.
We heard from the Alaska Energy Authority that at the current rate we're moving into renewables, 1% a year to get to 50% by 2025, we have 100 years to go. That's not acceptable, and I think the team knows that.
Hopkins says the Climate Action Team held a listening session this afternoon to hear input from the public. The team meets Thursday at University of Alaska Fairbanks to work on an action plan due to the governor by September. The Alaska legislature yesterday rejected Governor Bill Walker's nomination of a former Planned Parenthood field organizer to serve on the board that regulates midwifery in Alaska. Kenny Linden was the only one of Walker's nominees to boards and commissions that failed to win confirmation on Tuesday. Legislature also confirmed Walker's cabinet nominees. The anti-abortion group Alaska Right to Life sent out emails opposing Linden's appointment, referring to her as a former Planned Parenthood political operative. Linden, who's from Palmer, has said that her own midwife encouraged her to apply for the public seat on the board of the Certified Direct Entry Midwives. She says she's passionate about access to midwifery care in Alaska based on her family's experience. She has said she felt caught in the middle of political debate. Other confirmations went through. Walker had nominated Sheldon Fisher as Revenue Commissioner, Mike Navarre as Commerce Commissioner, and Leslie Rydell as Commissioner of the Department of Administration. All three were confirmed during a joint session yesterday. There was some debate over Fisher's nomination. Democratic Senator Bill Willikowski said policies supported by Fisher were too friendly toward the oil and gas industry, but Senator Anna McKinnon said Fisher is a man of integrity who speaks the truth. Lawmakers also confirmed Health Commissioner Valerie Davidson as the Lieutenant Governor's successor. She would become Lieutenant Governor if that post became vacant. State law calls for a governor to make such an appointment. And members and employees of the Sitka Tribe of Alaska starting this summer will be running programs on Tlingit culture. The Daily Sitka Sentinel reports that Sitka National Historical Park and the tribe have teamed up to jointly operate the park's visitor services, interpretation, and education programs. And quick look at weather. Today, partly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, clear, patchy fog, lows in the mid-30s. More state and local news at ktoo.org.